My guest at this time is Iraq War veteran Jeremiah Workman. For his heroism in combat in Fallujah, he was awarded the Navy Cross. He joins us now to offer his reaction to the fact that Al-Qaeda has apparently seized control of that city. And Jeremiah, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Obviously, many folks know, and you know better than just about anyone, the ferocity of the Battle of Fallujah a little over 9 years ago now. What does it mean to you to know that Al-Qaeda has control of at least much, if not all, of that city?
Well, I got to tell you, my initial reaction was, you know, I'm saddened, my heart aches, but it's because of the Marines we lost in that city and for their families, obviously. But I got to tell you, I mean, somebody that was there, boots on the ground, I would like to imagine that most people probably think the same way that I'm thinking is, I'm not surprised. What I am surprised about is there really wasn't a lead-up to this. I mean, you didn't hear of any, like, major fighting going on before they raised a flag on the mayor's complex, but, you know, I woke up a couple days ago and supposedly a cell of Al-Qaeda has taken over the city. I think that's what really surprised me. And, you know, as Marines, soldiers, sailors that were over there in the Battle of Fallujah, you know, we were given a mission. We went over there. We tackled that mission. I think we did a really good job. We got the insurgents out of the city, and we were able to get civilians back in there to live a more peaceful life. But I've got to tell you that I'm not that surprised. I mean, maybe that it was 9 years. I thought maybe it could have held out a little longer, but the result, I think, was going to be the same.
As far as you know, what was the condition of that city when U.S. forces left at the end of 2011?
I had the chance to go back in 2007, and I know when I went back in 2007, there were parts of that city that I didn't recognize. Because it had been built up. They had the one thing that really, you know, stuck in my mind or in my memory from that 2007 trip was you had Iraqi Fallujah police officers pulling people over for minor traffic infractions that you would see on 95 here in the United States. So I left there in 07 feeling like, wow, they've really come a long way, and it's orderly, it's peaceful. So I can only imagine. I would like to think that from 07 to 2011 that they continued to build on that success, and you know, they were training the military and the police, and but man, it turned really quick.
How good of a grasp did you have at the time of who you were fighting in Fallujah? Were there major Al-Qaeda elements there at that time?
You know, back then, I've got to be honest, I don't think a lot of us knew who we were really fighting, because, you know, after getting into an engagement with the enemy, with enemy forces, we'd go back in and we'd find passport paperwork and different documents on some of these fighters, and they were from countries all over the Middle East. So I don't think people, I don't think we referred to them as Al-Qaeda at the time. I think Al-Qaeda was still in Afghanistan area, but the insurgency, you know, I think what most people come to find out is you had people coming in from all over the Middle East.
We're talking with Iraq War veteran Jeremiah Workman. He was awarded the Navy Cross for his gallantry under fire in the Battle of Fallujah. And you mentioned in your first comments in our conversation here, Jeremiah, that your thoughts and hearts go out most to the families of those who were lost in that vicious battle. Do you believe that this is a turning point and that Iraq is going to keep going in a way that breaks your heart, given all the effort and sacrifice put in there years ago, or do you think it's still redeemable?
Well, you know, I've had this talk with a few people now, and I think there are a lot of people that are turning a blind eye on whether they're, you know, trying to be politically correct. The fact of the matter is we have an elephant sitting in the living room, and we're trying to watch the Super Bowl. If you look at that culture, it is the same now as it was back in the biblical times. they haven't really moved forward as a culture. They're still running around hacking people's heads off with dull, rusty knives. You know, they treat their women very badly, and it's just the whole culture in general. So I don't know if I'd go out there. I mean, we can't lay an egg in the middle of Baghdad and expect it to hatch, and then all of a sudden there's democracy. I mean, it just does not happen in that part of the world. They've been a people at war and turmoil for thousands of years.
The Obama administration has suggested there will be no boots on the ground in response to this, but they are willing to lend drone assistance to the Iraqi government. Do you think that'll make much of a difference?
No, I don't think so. I think you're going to spend a lot of money, and this is going to continue to happen. If the United States does throw drones in there to assist the Iraqi military, first you got to count on the Iraqi military to find the targets and to have the intelligence and things like that to use the drones. I don't know what how they're operating or what their level of expertise is on that type of stuff, but I can't imagine that they have that capability.
Jeremiah, like we said, it's been a little over 9 years now, and you've been very open about some of the PTSD that you've gone through. When you think back to what happened then and what's happened since then, what do you think is the overall impact on you and your brothers in arms from that battle?
Well, you know, I've had a lot of people reach out to me in the last couple of days offering apologies, and, you know, we hope you're doing okay. And the fact remains, as a Corps of Marines, you know, when we were over there, we were there for each other. We were given a mission. We carried out the mission. And that's what I think about. I think about those that we lost. They fought for their brother to the left and to the right of them. And I think about their families. I know this is not obviously what they want to see this time of year in the news. But I just, you know, I'm keeping those folks in my thoughts and prayers, and it's tragic.
Well, as you certainly mentioned, your job was to win a battle and fight for those to your left and to your right, so I don't know how much political insider wisdom you want or feel like you can give. Do you have any advice for political and military leaders going forward here?
I think on both sides, both nations, the United States and Iraq, you have a complete political fumble. What the current administration has done by saying that Maliki wanted all Americans out of the country, I think that's come to surface that was not completely 100% truthful. And it was basically a promise to the American people when you're running for election, because people are getting sick of war. And I think to pull out abruptly like that, I think, you know, we're starting to see the results of that. And then, you know, not just on our side, but if you look at the Iraqi government, you know, they're dealing with their own politics over there. They're trying to keep the Shias happy, the Sunnis happy. So Maliki pulls the armed forces out of Anbar province and says, you guys take care of your own area. I want to prove to you that I'm not here to take over. And look what happens. I mean, it's 3 days of a little bit of a fight, and Al-Qaeda now has the entire city. And I've heard that they have Ramadi. I don't know that's true, but that's what I'm hearing.
Well, there certainly have been reports of fighting in Ramadi, and Jeremiah, I certainly don't need to be the one to tell you this, and I'm sure many others have as well. Regardless of what happens in Fallujah today or down the line, that doesn't change anything in terms of the heroism that you and those you served with, those who lived, those who fell there, performed back in that battle. It was one of the great performances and one of the great sacrifices in American military history, and we want to make sure you know that that is still honored.
Well, you know, I really appreciate that, and that's my closing remarks as well, is, you know, regardless of what's going on in Fallujah right now, 9 years ago, I watched heroism, sacrifice, dedication, gives me goosebumps to even talk about the way that those Marines fought for their brothers and for each other. it's unbelievable to know that America has people like that willing to go do that type of work for them. And like I said, our job now is just to honor those that paid the ultimate sacrifice and control what we can.
Jeremiah, thank you again for your service, and thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Jeremiah Workman is a veteran of the Iraq War. He was awarded the Navy Cross for his heroism in the Battle of Fallujah. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.